was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
My friend, take no prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it's my pleasure to have you join me tonight, folks. This is the final show of 2007, and 2008 is upon us. It is Sunday, December 30th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, approximately. And I must say that all day long, as I've been thinking about this program, I've been struck by a sense of awe as to what we've accomplished this year. My decision to go public was a scant 18 months earlier when I decided that my local group wasn't providing the sort of forum that facilitated growth of what I wanted to accomplish. And one night I sat down and I examined where we were at in the movement, what the problems were, and there was obviously a crying need for an educational forum where people could come together, coalesce their knowledge, grow as a unit, not necessarily in lockstep in philosophy, but grow in their visceral understanding of what was occurring around them and have appropriate methods of response that were understood, that could be implemented, and that could grow, and all of that be absorbed from a beginner's mind, including within my own mind. And I must say that if I look back now at 2007 with some sense of objectivity, I would be shocked at the events of this year. Truly was beyond any expectation that one might have had for what would happen in the freedom movement. This was a remarkable year, my friends. This will be a remarkable program this evening as we explore the complete technology with someone who has actually been sentenced, and we'll discuss firsthand what I would do. And I'm no special creature, but I do have a plan and a strategy as to how I would approach such a scenario. We've used that scenario numerous times this year. And I say this year because the BIC technology is new to this past year. We've built upon years of previous experience in technology. But we didn't forget the lessons of the past this time. We didn't go back to the BOEs that drew on Treasury and the closed account checks and the other things that violate biblical and moral principles, and hence principles even upon which the United States Federal Corporation was created or was founded. This was a year in which I have a gut feeling that we awakened from a long harboring stupor, where we continually and often unknowingly volunteered for voluntary slavery. Every time we presented ourselves with the most glittering of technology in the United States corporate forums, the judicial courtrooms, and hollow buildings of the land, we were assumed to be legal fiction, dead corporate entities ripe for plucking. And so here we are facing 2008, and I hope you'll stick with me for this program, my friends, because it is going to be interesting, exciting, and foretelling.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the final podcast of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network for the year of our Lord, 2007. As I was saying, folks, this was really quite a year. Just think back. Where were we a year ago? I know many of you are in very difficult situations, and when you're in situations like that, it's very easy to wallow in self-pity, to become worn down by the controversies, and at times to feel like there's no escaping. However, let me remind you that we have had enormous successes this year and a large volume of successes as well. This week alone, we've had reports of releases of liens, of foreclosures that were stopped on a dime, of criminal cases that were stopped in midstream, of people who were involved in previous criminal cases where we brought the full weight of the BIC process to bear, including surrender of sureties, and those people have traveled freely, in fact, traveled internationally without so much as a blip on the radar screen. Things are changing, folks. We are at a new reality that has spread across the land. And as I mentioned in the last segment, it's
It's almost visceral. At least it is for me and for other people that I've been speaking to. This was a year in which our knowledge moved beyond intellectual curiosity and the potential for self-injury into a real understanding of liability as currency, a real understanding of suretyship, a real understanding of the abject irrelevancy of the judiciary to our lives. We can elect to have nothing to do with it. And the only thing that stops you is your fear of the unknown and your belief in sacred fictions that you were taught that many people now have completely departed from. This has been a year of unlimited potential. Here we are, diverse groups, diverse men and women having come together at conferences where we networked and put together networking organizations and associations that survive to this day, and I talk to people from them every day, and I'm almost universally blessed by the undertakings and achievements that I witness. It is astounding. This is the year when the reality of being blocked from our own credit has hit home, and probably due to the efforts of other people much more than myself, but that is a reality that we have added to the arsenal. Many of us have added to our arsenals, which allows us to provide proof of settlement in terms that the United States can recognize and really must recognize as well as understand. It's a year in which we have truly come to the intrinsic understanding that the banks and the corporations actually block us from our own credit. That when we go into a bank with the purpose of purchasing, quote unquote, a house or a car, and we fill out applications and we give points for access to our own credit, that we now know by that experience how we have to conduct ourselves, what forms we have to fill out to bring that new reality home. I believe we have some interference, some background noise from a caller on the line, so I'll ask the caller to mute for the moment until we get around to bringing her in. And during this year, I believe many of us came together and were joined together, sort of a band of brothers and sisters, joined in purpose and bolstered by the unshakable faith in our understanding of right from wrong and our faith in the Lord and our place as children of the Lord and sovereign men and women who signed up for nothing that we did not sign up expressly for. Which is why it's my belief that in 2008 we will be witnessing an exodus the likes of which has not been witnessed since the wall came down surrounding East Berlin. Because the same factors are in play here in the United States, and the United States has decisions of conscience to make. Decisions brought on by its own excesses and eccentricities. The United States doesn't have a conscience, it's a corporation, but the people working for it do. And there have been thousands and thousands of them this year who have been placed in what I'm sure is unpleasant circumstances of having to sentence elderly men and women to life sentences over nonsense just to protect their own dinner table, who have had to take actions that they knew were improper and uncivil to their fellow men, who have recused themselves, who have been forced to let cases go when, and this must be a terrible day in the day of an attorney or a lawyer, when they are forced to accept the fact that they are in fact operating a fictional court that only has jurisdiction over legal fiction actors and the living men and women who don't know any better and volunteer into the system. What a terrible day of reality that must be for a judge. And there were thousands who gained that reality despite their public proclamations at their private meetings and despite their public proclamations that if you keep that up, we'll issue a warrant, we'll do this or we'll do that. There have been thousands of cases where those threats were made and never fulfilled because they understand that we are coming at them as moral men and women, judges in our own sovereign courts who are outside their jurisdiction, and we have the commercial procedures to prove it. Just this week, I had an email sent to me that said, just got a release of lien from, and it names an agency, on 1997 for $52,562, from sending in a promissory note for $50 million, copy of the set-off bond and a 1040V and acceptance for value of the assessment. We see more and more of these situations. Here's someone who wrote me. He had more than a dozen liens lifted. It took 6 months, but suddenly a dozen liens disappeared after the tendering of a promissory note. So, folks, I am very excited about 2008. I wasn't kidding when I said it's the year of enforcement a few months ago. That enforcement started and has been ongoing every day in my life and the life of people I work very closely with. And we are amassing the information and the beta results that we need to properly further our procedures and our success rates and our knowledge of who we are. It doesn't even come down to success. What it comes down to is being a faithful child of the Lord and conducting oneself in that manner, and then the outcome will be as it's intended to be. It may not always be tasteful, but it will be the correct outcome. So before I bring on our guest that I had announced by email, let me just make a couple of quick announcements, if I may. If anyone out there takes transcripts of this program, would you be so kind, if you're willing, to send me an email at restore.america@hotmail.com if you'd be willing to share those on a weekly basis. They'd be very helpful to a number of people who contact me for transcripts from day to day. Also, let me re-mention, since it's the end of the year, I'd like to very much thank the people at Notary Depot. Friends, generally, when I'm dealing with people under stress, I hear complaints. And that's par for the course. I accept that. And I try not to get discouraged by that. But there should be dozens of you writing me to say thank you, thank you, thank you for telling us about Notary Depot. Because a year ago, all the emails said, I can't find a notary, I can't find a notary, what am I going to do? My back's to the wall. This week alone, I probably had 15 emails in the last, this weekend alone, in the last weekend, that have said, I have a sentencing hearing this month or in January. I have a foreclosure date this month or in January. A sheriff sale this month or in January. Deadline after deadline after deadline. I spoke to someone just a couple of hours ago who has a 20-day response time before his wages are garnished in the Northeast. Sometimes people wait to the last minute. Sometimes they ignore the paperwork that comes before them. Who knows? And sometimes it's simply not served, and the United States goes about its business in default and fraud. All of those people need to use a notary. And the service at Notary Depot, I just had some dealings with some folks there again today and yesterday, and it was incredible just how efficient and wonderful they were to deal with. And there are a number of notaries there that people can be referred to, and I highly recommend if you need someone, get yourself, and you don't have someone, then get yourself to Notary Depot and tell them I sent you. And by the way, this is not some paid commercial advertisement. We're not the dentists.com or wherever it may be, or lawyers.com, but this has been a valuable service to many people. Also, there are three seminars coming up I'd like to briefly announce. One is on January 12th and the 13th, featuring Anthony McGugan, who I have not met, but I have heard him lecture, and he's very good, very bright, and you can find out about that seminar from Lawrence at AFHA
Omega, O-M-E-G-A, 247, at yahoo.com. That's AFA, not Alpha, but AFA, Omega, 247 at yahoo.com. And I'll tell you about a couple of others when we return, and then I'm going to introduce to you a special guest who has a lot in common with many of you folks, and we're going to get to the bottom of this sentencing business.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The boogie train, it's the boogie thing.
Welcome back to the boogie train, my friend. Whatever the heck that is. We may have to re-examine that little piece of music in 2008. Anyway, my friend Winston Trout is having what promises to be a great seminar February 15th through the 17th in San Antonio, Texas. So all you Texans, you have something to look forward to, and all of you people who know how to fly in an airplane, you have something to look forward to. And if you'd like to find out more about the seminar, you can search his website, which I believe is Winston Shrout, S-H-R-O-U-T, solutionsincommerce.com. I hope that's the correct address. And I thought there was one other seminar, but it's escaping my consciousness at the moment. If it comes to me, I'll bring it up at the next break. Tonight's program, friends, is really ideally suited to be occupying the final program of 2007. I'm sort of calling this a tale of two cities. I spoke to one fellow this week who I haven't spoken to in a while. He had a case in which I was very frustrated in trying to help him as we would make progress, and then he would vacillate back to arguments and questions in equity. There's nothing wrong in asking questions, but when questions reveal you have absolutely no confidence in the procedures you've been undertaking for the last 3 weeks, then you'd better stop and smell the roses, because you shouldn't be undertaking those procedures. You don't want to be convinced to do something. You want to know you have to do something and know it's the right pathway and the Lord's intention, and then the rest will fall into place. This fellow was continuously back and forth and eventually attended a trial, and of course we all know what happened there. And then he attended a sentencing hearing. Now, someone had approached me about his case again before the sentencing hearing, and I made it known that if it was me, I would not attend the sentencing hearing. And we're going to review that tonight, and also we discussed that last week, and I believe the week before as well. If we attend one of those procedures, as far as I'm concerned, we have given the United States all the credibility it requires to proceed under the assumption, elevated to a presumption, that we are acting in a voluntary surety capacity on behalf of the defendant debtor. Why else would we be there? And that opens you up to all the trickery and, yes, chicanery of the judges who have been trained to treat these constitutionalists and these wacko nut jobs in using certain protocols that invite those wacko nut jobs to argue. And then we have another fellow, and there are many of these, with many of these floating around at the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in October, who paid all the charges, converted all the liability, rescinded all untoward or disadvantageous signatures, surrendered the sureties in a way that could not be missed, and then he went about his business, including flying around the country, with nary a hitch. And isn't that the way it should be? And folks, that's what we're looking for, as far as I'm concerned, in our procedures. We're looking to achieve a level of separation from the United States, and we can't do it by argument, so that those not in the know look at the judge or look at the person they think is knowledgeable or the court administrator and say, what just happened? And so judges recuse themselves from cases. And so they bring in special judges or retired judges to deal with the troublemaker, but the troublemaker's not even there. And so that the docket gets marked case sealed, hearing postponed, case removed, and my personal favorite in that particular case I just mentioned, can't locate defendant. And yet, they know where he lives, where the former surety lives. They know that he flew 6 times during the year. They know that he flew across international borders during the year, just recently. But they can't locate the defendant. That means they know darn well that they either accept the new sureties for the case or they let my people go. And that's what the year of Exodus will be about. Let my people go. Speaking of letting my people go, I'm sure you've all heard by now about the Lakota Indians. And I want to express my heartfelt support for the Lakotas. If you haven't heard about the Lakotas withdrawing from their treaties with the United States, then I suggest you look it up online and do a little bit of reading. I have a significant amount of experience in American Indian affairs. I was involved in a reservation where there was a shooting war for a decade involving both Canada and the United States and the Warrior Society from Montreal. And in fact, I had a patient who was the lieutenant of the state troopers who had the reservation surrounded. And I worked on the reservation
in the clinic that was there. So I had information from both sides, and it was a fascinating undertaking. I would say to the Lakotas, they need to remember that the United Nations is an evangelical banking organization, which implies the existence of international law while spreading the word of democracy. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RB and listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to get into it in just one moment. As I was saying regarding the Lakotas, because I think that's an extremely important topic for all freedom-loving Americans to focus upon, the United Nations is an evangelical banking organization. Let's not forget that. It's an evangelical banking organization which was founded to imply the existence of something called international law while actually spreading the word of democracy, military democracy, to ensure, of course, that the Eloi will continue to march into the jaws of the Morlock, which is exactly what has happened. The Lakotas probably know this better than most, but I'd like to say it publicly anyway, that sovereignty is a belief system. The Lakotas were long antecedent to the introduction of European men and women to this land. And as far as I'm concerned, I am a Lakota. I am an Indian, or as they say in Canada, an indigenous peoples. Ich bin ein Amerikaner Indianisch, as they say in German. I'm an indigenous American in my belief system. And sovereignty is a belief system, which is something most of us forget. The Lakotas have a tremendous advantage at their disposal. They have instant access to media, which can be the most powerful element of the war that they are about to undertake, the peaceful war. They also have men and women in large numbers, and that always creates a difficult situation for the United States, just as it did when the local reservation, the main road going through the local reservation, was barricaded by the local indigenous peoples and stood that way for years with the troopers unable to penetrate. They also have a willingness to bear arms for their cause and a history and a tradition of bearing arms for ethical, moral, defensive causes. And so I'd like to offer my support, and if at any time I can be of benefit to the Lakota tribe, it would be my honor through discussion or planning or any other skill or power that is within my capabilities. That said, I would like to bring forth our guest for today. Our guest's name is Amanda, and Amanda has, I'll probably let her tell you about her case briefly herself, but she recently attended a sentencing hearing, and she was sentenced for 3 years into prison in a state out west, and then a couple of years of probation after that. And this was, of course, on the typical kinds of tax-related charges that many of you listening to my voice have had levied against yourself. She is new to commerce, which creates a difficult situation, and I'd like to welcome her to the program. Amanda, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can. You're a little muffled, Amanda. Try again. Are you there?
I am.
Yeah. Amanda, I'm not sure we have a good connection. If not, we will. My producer, Manny, will call you back by telephone. I think we'll actually do that. He has your number. But why don't you say hello, and let's see how you sound.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, with a little bit of feedback. So we'll do the best we can right now. If necessary, we'll call back by telephone. Thank you for joining me, Amanda.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
How did you hear about the program?
I actually heard from a sovereign friend of mine. They have been with me for quite some time, looking up information as well, and they heard me in distress looking for more information. That's all I'm looking for, is how to proceed in my situation, this issue that I'm having. It's been a ride, and I just...
You went through a trial, correct?
Yes, I did. I went through a trial, the sentencing hearing.
Was that a jury trial?
Yes, it was.
And how long did that trial last?
It's been since November, the beginning of November of 2006.
Well, how many days did the trial itself last?
The actual trial itself was about a week, I would say, about 7 days.
Did you have an attorney?
Yes, I did, a public defender.
A public defender, so there was no fee involved to the attorney?
No.
And the defendant has been sentenced to a few years in prison and probation, correct?
That's correct.
And have you undertaken any commercial procedures thus far?
At the end of October, before the sentencing hearing, I received some help from some friends in North Carolina. I sent in a notice of intent to use the trust fund, basically, and send in a bill of exchange. And I accepted for value the entire indictment.
Let me ask you this. Where did you get the bill of exchange?
This bill of exchange was actually drawn up for me.
And did you read it carefully?
Yes, I did, to the best of my ability, trying to understand the process. Yes.
Yeah, who is the drawee on the bill of exchange? Do you know?
I should be the drawee, or at least, yeah.
Who is the drawee? What is the instrument? You're the maker of the instrument. What does the instrument draw on?
It is under a private registered UCC one contract treasury trust account. Is that what you're asking me?
It's attempting to draw against the Social Security account.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you understand that people who have done that in the past have wound up going to prison for all sorts of charges associated with such a thing.
After listening to a couple of your shows, yes, I have understood that.
Yeah. What is differentiated? I'm not going to waste a lot of time on this either, because I really want to get into the process that you're wondering about and many others are as well.
Okay.
Many of these instruments, in fact, there has been a rebirth of bills of exchange out west. Let me say this. Number one, a bill of exchange is not a magical or an evil instrument. In fact, saying that a bill of exchange is improper or illegal is the same as saying that a car is dangerous. Cars only as dangerous as the people who are driving it and their respect for common sense and reason. And a bill of exchange is actually the correct term that's applied to any instrument in which party A orders party B to pay party C. The bank draft that you sign out of your checkbook is a bill of exchange. Every commercial instrument we use is a bill of exchange. But an instrument that is titled a bill of exchange or a sight draft or any other possible negotiable instrument which draws upon the United States Treasury is theoretically correct, but at the same time, it is written, this is a hard concept to explain, let me see if I can do it, it's written within a fictional venue in which it is asking the public official to commit a fraud, because there are no funds segregated aside in that account. There's no proof of the existence of that account. There's no proof of the existence of a negotiable entity that we can draw against. And what has distinguished the BIC process, the beneficiaries in common process, so greatly is that we place an instrument on deposit with Treasury and then draw against that instrument. That opens us up to the rap that I get occasionally. I just had one email a couple of days ago stating how promissory notes, which aren't in exchange for consideration, aren't worth the paper they're written on. Or where do you get the authority to write a bond? Where do you get the authority to do this or that? We get the authority the same place we get the authority to sign a promissory note on a mortgage. The authority is inherent within us to make a promise to pay. And yes, for Myra, it is an unconditional promise to pay, but that is implied anyway if there are no conditions attached to the promise. I promise to pay X, Y, and Z. Isn't that the exact same thing we do when we sign a deed for a property? We are signing on as the tenant, and a tenant has certain fiduciary responsibilities to pay obligations. That's why deeds identify the liable party, even though they imply ownership. It's the same thing with the BIC payment instruments. So let me, you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Amanda?
Yes, I do.
Very good. I'm going to talk in such a way that I'll assume you're taking notes and others are taking notes as well. And let me take a few minutes to just lay out a step-by-step program that I would follow in actual graphic steps as to what I would do if I was facing this situation. Let me also say, folks, in my humble opinion, the principle is the same even if we've been through trial, even if we've been through sentencing. There is always a next step that is required for you to volunteer into. It is more dangerous because we have all of those previous contracts in which we have stipulated to being the defendant, or at least being the surety for the defendant, in a transparent way that everybody, including the sheriff, the marshals, the judges, the courts, and the agencies, can assume that we are the defendant. So when we don't fulfill those obligations, we have a problem. Just like when the United States invades a foreign country for not fulfilling its treaty obligations. Whereas if it had never signed the treaty to begin with, such as the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, it would have had no obligation. I always wonder why Iran doesn't just come forth and say to the United States, excuse me, here's our notice of rescission on that contract. We're no longer a member of it, but we still retain our quote-unquote rights, actually privileges, within the United Nations. Or why Iran doesn't come forth and simply say to the United States, we'll be happy to give full disclosure on a nuclear problem in exchange for your full disclosure. You tell us where all your sites are and how much armament you have and make it public, and we will. This way we enjoy the same sovereignty rights. Is there any reason you don't disclose? And if secrecy is such a terrible thing, I'd remind them of the Manhattan Project. Now, I'm not advocating that Iran should have a nuclear weapon. Obviously, they present all sorts of dangers. But I am saying that the tactics the United States uses with those countries, those fiction states, is the same tactics that it uses with you in the courtroom, which is why I don't cotton to the philosophy that we should be in there pleading guilty. I've been saying for at least 3 years now, I see no reason for us to plead or become involved in the defendant's business whatsoever. But let me caution you what Sam Davis was discussing with me a few weeks ago, that when someone makes the decision not to report to the prison or not to report for a hearing, they need to do it fully aware. They need to make such a serious command decision, fully informed, willfully, and knowledgeable in the risks and perils of that decision. And we'll be reviewing those as our discussion unfolds over the next hour and 15 minutes. In my mind, however, that's not such a big risk. It's a huge risk, Amanda, if you chose not to report to the prison. You will be arrested, and you will be charged with new charges and dragged into prison. But if we fail to report after providing proper notice that the liability has converted to another party and surrendering that other party in a very public manner, then the United States must act in collusion, racketeering, and fraud to bring us in. And in my experience, especially this past year, they are not willing to do that in most circumstances. And that's why we have people walking around who never attended trial, who never went to sentencing, who never went to prison, and who went to prison and were removed. I can't tell you how many extractions have been successful. I've personally been involved in a few that were successful, but I have a number of people out there working under my, I hate to use this word, my tutelage or my guidance, who have also been successful in a number of cases. And so I'll probably never be able to provide those figures, but the principles remain the same. Just as I mentioned in my email earlier today, we are going to review some very basic principles that apply to all of these situations. Namely, we're going to use commerce to establish our living jurisdiction. We are going to discard probation, pretrial contracts, and all of those by fulfilling the contracts, satisfying the terms, paying them all off, and transferring the liability for any holder of payment who fails to post it to the account. We will satisfy the assumption that we are the surety. In other words, we'll pay everything once. We will rescind any defective instruments, such as what you may have tendered previously. We will transfer the liability, we will also known as conversion of liability, to the holders of the instruments, while at the same time we will subrogate all their rights, just like an insurance company. The insurance company makes payment, and it takes the wrecked car. And then we will use tax technology to enforce the settlement. And once all of that is done, once the surety has been surrendered and proper notice has been given, I would stand on my right of avoidance as a foreign official and judge of my own court. Is that clear, Amanda? I'm not saying the steps are clear in your head, but is what I said just clear, the orderly progression of how we approach this?
Oh, yes, I understand that process.
Very
yes.
good. So step number one for me would be that I would fill out an indemnity bond, and we have new ones. By the way, in 2008, my friends, the year of Exodus, we are going to be seeing completely revised BIC instruments, and they're not just fancier, they're better. They close certain defects that were apparent to me when I tried to combine an offset bond with a promissory note and couldn't do it. We'll also be seeing the introduction of BIC2, which are a whole different set of instruments, much more targeted at making banks fulfill our instructions. And we're also, in a few weeks, going to be introducing BICHT. And that music means we're coming up to a break. Folks, you can use the break to figure out what HT stands for. And if you get the third person to get it right, gets a free trip, one-way trip to Bermuda. We'll be back in just a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Oh,
is at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining me. Amanda, by the way, thank you for joining me. My email boxes have been just besieged this last week with frantic calls for last-minute help, people who are being sentenced or due to report sometime over the next 20 to 30 days, foreclosures that are coming due, sheriff sales that are coming due. And so let me back up, if I may, on step number one. If you write me and you say that A, B, or C untoward events is unfolding in my life, and I don't know what to do about it, and you have no commercial experience, you are obviously behind the eight ball. And Amanda, you're not quite in that desperate situation, but you're pretty much beyond the eight ball too. And in the next hour, we are going to resolve that situation. You'll no longer be behind the eight ball. 1 hour, folks, on the second to the last day of the year 2007, and it is my intention to resolve that for everyone facing an unfortunate situation like Amanda. And step number one is not an indemnity bond. Step number one is to go back and feverishly listen and study and listen again and take notes and absorb and keep the earphones in your ear when you're walking and have it playing in the car continuously. The December 1st program for an insight into the new technology and all the programs since, the programs from a week and 2 weeks ago, and then back to April when we moved the program to this fine Republic Broadcasting Network as a review of the BIC process overall. So step number one is work on yourself and your belief system. Then the very next step that I would take, my step number one, would be I would fashion an indemnity bond. We have new bonds. They're much larger and fancier than they used to be, but they affect the same purpose. There is special paper that they're printed on. Special, I'm not talking bond paper in the sense of bond rag printer's paper. No, this is bond paper that municipalities print bonds on. And we have a supplier for that people can be advised about, too, if they're using these newer instruments, although these newer instruments are not in general release as yet. In that same envelope would be step number two, Form 56, which is an IRS form in which a fiduciary for a taxpayer appoints a fiduciary for specific matters, and they can be tax matters or, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, non-tax matters. But Amanda, there's no such thing as a non-tax matter. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am, actually. Yes, I am.
You can go into any court and look at the evidence that they have in their secret files, and it's all about the tax issues.
Yes.
Everything is a tax issue. And Form 56 has a provision in the final section. It may be Section 4. I could be incorrect, but it's the final section. I believe it's on the back of the page or on page 2. And it specifically has a place to advise the fiduciary as to what administrative or court proceedings he needs to attend to. Now, why on earth would that be on an IRS form? My friends, the reason is obvious to anyone listening. Anyway, that music means we'll be back after only a brief 1 minute station identification. Take no prisoners. At the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Join me in 1 minute, folks. Don't want to miss it.
Since 19...